Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode. Thank you guys for coming on the show. Welcome to Foster the Podcast.
Hello!
Dave Neal and Tasha Courtney are our guests today.
Thanks for having us.
It's cozy in here in our in the backup bedroom studios of Foster the Podcast.
Yeah.
It's cozy in here in the not my bedroom of Foster the Podcast studios.
I like it.
You do have a fan. That's a plus.
We do have a fan. Yeah. Oh yeah, I did y'all's podcast about a week and a half ago, and it's very hot in California.
It was like 84 degrees and no AC.
Yeah.
That was bad.
How do you guys do it?
Well, the AC runs 24/7 except when we're recording a podcast.
Oh,
cuz it'll pick it up. That's right.
Yeah, it stays hot all night. We just have to turn the AC on and just it's still like 80 degrees.
It's brutal here. Right? Chris and I were looking at temperatures at different places, and it's 111 in Vegas right now, and it's like 98 in Texas right now.
They always say, like, Vegas, it's a dry heat. Like, it's not the same. You're like, no. When it is 111 degrees, it feels hot.
It's still a fucking heat.
Yeah, it's still brutal.
You lose all your money, and then you're just like, oh, fuck this. This is so weird. We're going to Canada tomorrow. It's 70 degrees.
Oh, you guys are going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh,
the high is 70. I think the low is 55. So I'm like going to have to bust out some sweatshirts.
That's amazing.
And like wear pants. I haven't worn pants in so long.
Couples
Where
trip.
Where in Canada are you going?
Victoria, British Columbia. Beautiful. Have you been?
I have been.
Oh, we're really excited. We've never been. My family's going to. None of us have ever been, but we heard it's nice.
Very nice.
We're staying in a one-bedroom bed and breakfast with her parents, so yay.
No, the first place is actually, it's separate bedrooms, but the hotel where we're staying, like, the second half of the week, it's going to be close quarters. It's like one room and like a pull-out couch.
Be like this setup that we have right now. This will be us. We're going to get Mexican food, and I'm going to have to like walk the dog and go fart outside or something. That's how it's going to be with your parents.
Gross.
Oh, that sucks. So you guys can't be.
No.
I mean, I guess you could try.
Intimacy, not going to happen.
No. Definitely
got a
not.
16-year-old brother who's going to be like eyeing us. It's going to be.
Well, maybe you should teach him the.
Ew.
I feel like Josh's grandma would still call me like her friend. I'm not even in the family. It's
Bro,
fun.
That's hilarious. My grandmother does the same thing. I was with a girl for 4 years, and she's like, "Where's your little friend at?" Like, the girl that I live with, she's not here because you keep calling her my little friend.
Who's your friend with that man bun? Where's he at? I'm the guy who takes the photos at all like the nice scenic places we go. I'm like, am I in the photo? Am I out? Like, put me on the outside of the frame if they need to crop me out or something. I don't know.
That is smart. Plan ahead.
It's a weird, I don't know. It's like a weird thing being the plus one on a family trip. But this is, but they like, they're flying us out there. So I'm like, I'm on board. Yeah, let's go.
Absolutely.
Let's go to Canada.
Yeah, trip to Canada. I'll be the plus one.
They don't let us open our pockets. We try to, like, hey, we'll get dinner or whatever. So it's like, whatever. So we're going like cliff diving or some shit. We're doing some weird stuff.
Cave diving, I think.
Dude, that's so cool.
Yeah, that'll be amazing.
How long have you guys been together?
2.5 years.
And you guys met where?
We met on a bus. Well, we met.
Wait,
on
really?
A...
We met in New York.
Technically, we didn't meet on the bus, but we worked in a movie, Mildred Pierce, doing background, an HBO
a miniseries.
And it was filming in Long Island, and you have to get on a bus at like 5 a.m.
Okay.
It's a private bus, but like everyone knows to show up 33rd and 3rd. You get there, you jump on a bus, You go out there.
Okay. You guys didn't meet on a Greyhound going into...
Right. Close.
That would be so creepy. Don't talk to anyone on a Greyhound. Word of advice.
So we're literally in like 1920s period costume when we actually met. But we don't really... I personally don't really remember making like first contact. But when I got on the bus, I noticed like this chick with eyebrows. Okay. You know what I mean? She's got like big old eyebrows
no
and eyes.
No one else had eyebrows.
No, they were like really there. And it was like, you know, and she'll tell you I was a douchebag or whatever. But I was just like...
He was a huge douche. It's 5 a.m. Literally, nobody's had their coffee yet. Nobody's visited Crafty. Like, people, like, drug themselves to this bus to go sit on it for an hour and then wake up. And this guy's talking so loud about all of his auditions and blah, blah, you know, like...
Yes.
Everybody was like, please shut this guy up.
Yeah, I had, like, a bagel and a coffee. I was just gone. I was
just
ready to do
it. Killing it.
Yeah, and she's like, it's, like, humid. It was, like, late May. Real humid New York. Like, I think 2011, right? So it was 5 years ago. And it was, or five, six, whatever it was. We don't even know. But we,
I thought it was like 09 or 10.
Photo. I got us, I was like, yeah, let's take a photo. And even though she hated me, girls will take a photo if it looks good. Like,
right.
That's what I noticed.
Like, yeah. We were standing in front of like a classic car in our like period wardrobe. Right. And
yeah. And so we took a photo and she bitched all day long about the weather and the dress and she had a headache just like she did right before this podcast. I didn't take an Advil. Literally the same
thing. Changed.
Nothing's changed.
That's why we have to have more couples on this show.
Right.
We never have enough couples because it's like, he's like, she was this beautiful girl. She had these beautiful eyebrows. And she's like, he was an asshole. He was bragging.
And my whole point is like, so you're telling a story. Like, that's better than being the polite guy that you don't remember.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she had
you
a boyfriend.
Impression.
She had a boyfriend. She had no interest in me, but I wore her down and she was, I think. No, and I was like single and mingling and just got to New York myself. So I was like, whatever.
Right.
I'll talk to her. And you're on a set all day, like 15 hours. Like,
sure.
We'll just talk. And I think she finally like caved and was like, all right, this guy's harmless. We'll just chat, whatever.
Sure.
So she like stopped hating me as much. And then I probably didn't talk to her for several years.
Yeah, I think we just like were Facebook friends because you had taken that picture. And so you tagged me on Facebook.
Oh,
and I think we're like Facebook and Twitter
like
friends.
Mm-hmm. It's a good move.
No,
that's a good move though.
But that's what you do. And that wasn't really the case for me. But whenever you meet someone strange, instead of getting the number, you just take a fun photo. I'm like, I'll just tag you in line.
On Instagram. Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
now
yeah.
I'm stalking you. I've got 3 years deep. I know all of your photos.
So you guys have a great podcast that you guys do together called Sex Actually.
Yes.
And I was just on it, and I would like, I kind of want to do like a, I'm glad you guys are here now.
You were
like,
an amazing guest.
Oh,
we had such
you.
A blast.
Thank you. I never get to be on other people's podcasts.
Yeah.
So
no,
and
that was fun.
I'm always afraid. I don't want to like hijack them because I'm so used to like this one. So.
You're so used to like running it. Like right now, I'm like stomping on you. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm a guest.
No, it's great. I love it. The less I have to talk, the better. But I wanted to do like a crossover with that one because you guys, we answered a listener question on your show that I would like to bring onto this show and have Christy weigh
sure.
in on that. Here's what I did, Christy. I just hacked you. I did,
okay.
And I just said everything that I thought you would say.
Okay.
And then I'm like, oh, I hope that sounds good.
Christy Light, almost
Christy
advice.
Light,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do that in a second, but I want to also tell the story that we told on your podcast on this one about how you made the move onto her or not made the move.
Okay.
But I also want to talk about how you became a part of the podcast. Was it like a thing where like you started and then you just kind of set on the listeners like more of you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
I know
was.
The feeling.
He had a co-host, a female co-host when he first got started, right?
And
I mean,
be,
it was tech.
To be fair, she was a good co-host. This girl, Gabby Conti, she was a good co-host. It just wasn't. And then one day she was like, I'm too busy. And she kind of disappeared. And I was like, mm-hmm. This is a great opportunity for me to just rebrand it, change uh-huh. the name, make it all about me. And then I just started having Tasha on because I didn't know if people wanted to talk about us because it's a
right.
dating podcast and we're kind of just like an old couple at this point.
Yeah, bed by 10:30, like very boring.
Yeah, but I think you know I had to learn to like not interrupt her and shit because like we'd all be like happy and then the podcast would end and she'd be like, babe, you were interrupting me. I do. I'm not gonna promote that. Blah blah blah. I'm like, what? Like what are you talking about?
Your podcast taught you relationship etiquette.
Right.
Yeah, I guess so. And then you know we'd go on road trips and like I got kind of lazy with the podcast. I'm
sure.
like, let's just do it in the car. And then those actually turned out really well, the car cast, because we'd just be driving, chatting, and like you don't have anything else to distract you but the open road. So
oh, wow.
she So touch.
It's really intimate too. Like being in the car is also. It's very intimate.
Yeah, she's not on all of them, but as many as she wants to be. You know what I mean? Like I'll do one if I'm doing a show with another comic. We'll go on a road trip in CarCast, but then right. Tasha will be on whenever we're, you know, whenever we're both around.
But it is fun. I do think that like being a couple brings like an interesting perspective to dating and relationship advice.
Especially since you have a lot of comics on your show, most of them are probably single.
A lot of single comics, yeah.
So having, you know, this perspective is probably
It's interesting.
Good.
And, you know, I don't know if you know, not to plug another podcast, but My Wife Hates Me, Rich Voss and Bonnie McFarlane.
Yeah.
So they're two comics. They know how to shit on each other. And right. I'm kind of like, yeah, cool. And I'll make fun of Tasha that way.
Right.
Bad idea.
No.
Bad idea.
Yeah. Because you're not a comic, right?
No. And I don't like getting shit on.
Right.
So.
Why are you going to put that into the universe? I was like, I don't know. It seemed funny to me.
Yes. My comic instinct said to throw you under the bus, so I threw you under the bus.
I'm starting to gauge, though. I can pick on her, I feel like a little bit. I can throw
just not too much, nothing too personal.
Yeah,
yeah. Because Christy is not a comic, and she has no desire to do stand up, and it's my favorite thing in the world.
That's amazing.
I'm so happy. It keeps this podcast so grounded in reality.
Have you made this mistake? Have you? See, I accidentally said Tasha's age, and then like that following night, and we're in bed, and she goes, "Babe, did you not bleep out my name on the podcast?" And I just literally got out of bed, and oh yeah, her age. I literally had to get up out of bed and go re-edit it.
Well, he had agreed, so like bleep over it, and then he did. I don't know why I knew that you forgot because you're spacey, but I was like, "Hey, did you do that thing?" He just got up and went to the computer.
The effort to go that one bleep took me like another hour, yeah. And just to process it.
Yep, you gotta re-compress the file.
And she's like, and then I bleeped, and she goes, "Did you bleep the whole thing?" Because it's like I'm and then
too many syllables or something. Like people might know.
Like, sorry, they could guess you're in your 20s. What do you want me to bleep it to? Say 13.
I'm not bleeping that, by the way. I'm not on this podcast.
You're in your 20s.
Yeah, that's safe.
You should just overdub it. Yeah. It's like on my 18th birthday.
They're like, "Dave, you're dating such a creep. Like, what are you?"
Well, that's hard, man. Because like, one of our listeners emailed us because like, I'm in a relationship now, which we talked about on your podcast. And someone's like, "When are you guys gonna have Justin's girlfriend on?" I'm like, "No. We're not doing that.
It's not
we're
a two-way street. Once
that.
You open
we're
that,
not doing we're that. Definitely doing that.
Once you go there, you don't go back. Because then you won't have Ron. She's like, "Why didn't you have me back on? You people didn't like me."
I think my girl has no desire though. She doesn't want to be in the spotlight. She's not an entertainer. She has a regular job. She doesn't want that focused on her. So I think that's my Yeah. And plus I would feel weird.
Yeah,
it's good to have your thing.
Sure.
Christy's ever gonna have her on for sure.
Yeah, we'll get her on.
At least one episode. 100%.
Your downloads will spike and people will share it just to spite you.
And you'll feel like you have to have her on all the time.
Some HuffPost article and you go viral and you're like, "No, she made me famous," then you're selling her merch. I know how this ends.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is. Well, it's like now it's just like it's the Christy show all the time now too with a lot of the listeners.
Yeah.
You know, we get emails. Christy didn't talk that much on that last episode. More Christy.
Well, you know, there's feminine and masculine energy, and they come, and don't get me wrong, I'm sure we both have a ton of feminine energy with a lot of our thoughts, but like, you know, you need to balance things out. And
yeah. Oh,
too
100%.
Many bros can, you know, can go in a direction that is off-putting.
Yeah, and that's why it's great. The dynamic for your podcast is kind of the same as ours, a non-comic female energy that the people that if we get too bro-y, then they, you know.
Exactly.
The voice of reason.
Yeah.
Somebody to step in and say.
But people like that. People are like, "Yeah, Justin was right about that thing." Not a lot, but like
no
a lot.
Ever says
but
that.
then people are like, "Oh, Christy was right. You know, I agree with Christy on this," or "I agree with." So it's like that cool like balance that I just love so
well,
much.
Well, let me ask you guys, is what's your relationship expertise? Like what do you bring knowledge-wise?
For me, I've had a lot of experience, like, you know, bad dating experience and weird shit and stories and all that, and then she's a professional life coach and is married and has her shit together.
That's enough in LA to be married. I think that's
yeah.
The,
that's
your resume. Married still, not second married. Third.
Yeah,
married.
Yeah, so it's like do as I don't do and do as she does.
Yeah, I mean, but what's a better way than learn by? I mean, you can't just read books on it. You need to be in the playing field.
Yeah. And it would be like for a long time, I would come in every episode, and be like, "All right, I had this date with this girl," and then Christy like, "Okay, well, here's what you're doing wrong," and then we started fixing me live on air.
Literally, we could do that.
We literally fixed me live on air, where each week I had to bring in a list of things I wanted in a relationship, things I didn't want in a relationship. We would read it, review it. She would basically critique my dates. And then, like, what, a month later, I...
Serious girlfriend.
Serious girlfriend.
You're just a Truman Show. I love this. You're bald Jim Carrey. I like this. This is good.
Yeah. Yeah, so
people can listen to the last couple of years and track your progress
here. Bro, people can start from the beginning here where I was a fucking just idiot drunk, always getting in trouble, fucking up.
Now you're just a sober.
Hear me sober, old and boring. they can hear my progression of being a single idiot to now in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Christy got married on this podcast.
Engaged,
married.
Wow.
Pregnant.
Now she's about to have, you know, kids.
How long were you dating before you got engaged?
A year and a half.
Okay, well, I didn't need that. I was hoping for 6 years. I was hoping for a little bit of time there. I am officially a year under the clock.
I am not in my 20s, so I don't know if that makes a difference.
You're going to have to bleep that out after.
Yeah.
It's fine. They
okay, that, I can use that. I can work with that.
So
yep. See?
We are a little, my husband and I are a little bit older. I mean, we're in our really early 30s, okay. But.
Really early 30s. How old are you, Dave? 31?
31.
Please, I'm not bleeping that.
Early 30s.
Don't share my age on the air.
In the middle of the night, you're like, babe. Yeah, but so the progression of our lives, it, like, we're not perfect now, but the progression of getting our shit together the last couple of years is documented on this show.
Yep.
And we talked about it last week's episode. I would love for when her kids to grow up to one day, like, listen and be like, oh,
they won't be allowed to listen to this.
Well, yeah.
When they turn 18, of course.
Dude, I had the same exact thought with a buddy, because I had a buddy who sharing a sex story on mine, and mm-hmm. you know, we'll go deep one episode, and then the next episode is like blowjobs and weird
right.
shit. And I'm like, you know, I mean, imagine going back when you're like 85 years old and just listening to like some 26 year old blowjobs, like episode 49.
Yep, because it's a time capsule in history. Even if I wanted to delete, the episodes are there everywhere.
Right. They're floating around the cosmos.
Yeah,
kind of like the Facebook. I had a memory on Facebook pop up today that was 8 years old, and I'm looking at this picture like, oh my god,
yeah, I know,
I'm a baby,
right?
Yeah, now imagine time capsules podcasts of your the idiotness for
years. About 10 years ago, I got real spiritual, like I read The Secret, and I was like, I know everything.
Yeah.
And my post would be like super, super spiritual, and I'm probably more spiritual now, but I don't shove it down people's
you're
throats.
You're just quiet about it.
And I look
Which
back at it, and I'm like,
more
so
now?
Grateful for this blissful, like, you work hard, you'll get it. Yeah, it makes sense, but like, who's listening to a 21-year-old?
Right. Nobody likes that guy.
I got it together.
Right.
It's like, bro, you don't owe student loans yet. Like, you're not even, you don't know. Shut up.
Get your heart broken a couple
of
times.
I'm like hazing old Dave. I'm just like, oh, you have no info. You just don't know.
I would love for my kids to one day like that. Well, I'm sure when I have kids, I'd be like, what's a podcast? But I would like for them to be like, you were kind of a mess.
Wouldn't that be crazy, though, if Facebook linked that up and was like, when your dad was your age, he did this.
Oh, that is crazy.
And you're just like, you can't drink. And like, Dad, there's a photo of you beer bonging out of this like used like carton of milk. Like, what is?
Yeah, you're right. That's an interesting point, because like, we didn't know that our parents were like crazy until we saw like the weird family photo album with like with a cigarette. My dad had a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
And you're like, you dude.
My parents both, they still insist that they were like complete angels, you know. Mm-hmm. They never admit to doing anything. Mm-hmm. But like, my dad's music choice, like, I know you smoked a little pot.
Right.
Like, I know.
There's no Facebook. There's no Facebook, so you can't confirm.
I have no dirt on her parents. They were neighbors growing up, and they're happily married. And I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Wait, they were, they grew up as kids together?
They grew up as kids together, next door to one another.
That's so cute.
Mm-hmm. And they're a few years apart. They're 5 years apart, I think. Mm-hmm.
Her dad's a good-looking guy. City. Daniel Day-Lewis, he's like a good-looking guy. Now, her dad's not Daniel Day-Lewis, but he looks... He's like,
definitely not bleeping that
he's
out.
Like, looks like... who's the other guy? Christian Bale. He's a nice, good-looking, older guy.
I never would have thought Christian Bale, but like George Clooney. Yeah, he's just like a dark, you know, tall, dark, handsome kind of guy.
All right.
Yeah, they were a few years apart. They didn't really get along as kids. And then,
she thought he was an asshole.
Well, yeah. And I think he was, like, sort of...
had eyebrows.
Yeah. He had the eyebrows. He was sort of, not dweeby, but, like, he was sort of, like, small. He was a late bloomer. So he, like, was... I think he told me that he was, like, 5'7 when he went away to college. And then, like, his first year of college, he finally grew, like, had his growth spurt, and then came back home. You know, he had been gone for the year to college.
Nice.
And he came back home, and my mom's, like, 16 or something. And she was like, oh, like, a neighbor got hot while he was away at school. But, yeah, they're married.
Oh, that's
some
awesome.
Romantic comedy notebook shit that you got. Your parents have
they're a good looking family. She has her sister's a couple years younger, good looking brother. Like, they're all like just very like three kids, parents that stay together, and I'm like, well, where did it go wrong? Like, what's, I don't, like, I'm like, I don't know.
With me?
Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
Oh, no. You're going to get woken up tonight.
Tasha's
hey,
who.
Hey, baby.
She's going to call you. Can you blur that out? Yeah. My boyfriend's an asshole. No, I mean, like, Tasha moved away. Like, she was the oldest sibling. She got the sort of, like, brunt of the motherhood. And now your brother's, like, her brother's, like, 16. He, like, does what he wants. He wakes up at noon in the summer. And I'm like, does anyone parent that many? Like, she got.
No, my parents got old and gave up. Yeah, they're so
the
hands off
one,
now.
Like, yeah.
But, yeah, now they're chill. I think we were talking about this before. Like, we're going to go on vacation with them. Her mom's going to be cracking open the margarita box at, like, 9 a.m. She's going to have that bucket of margaritas in the hotel room. That's yep. how you know you're with people who like can have fun on vacation when they have like the hotel cocktail bar set up before yep. you go to the other bar.
Yeah. Right. I want to talk about this because we talked about it on your podcast. And I want Christy to kind of weigh in on this. From your point of view, how did he finally ask you out? Because I thought that was so fascinating last week.
He was watching my dog while I went home for Christmas.
The reason I bring this up, because it's come up on the show a lot, is can you date somebody if you're already in the friend zone? If you're already friend zone, is it possible to go the other direction?
Well, I'll say this. So I talk about it in my stand-up that I was like in the friend zone for 4 years. But the truth is I moved back. Like we weren't really friends. We were friends, like sort of, but we were across the country, right? So I moved back to L.A., and within 3 months, I was seeing her like as friends, but we're like hike. I know it sounds super friend zoning, but we were like hiking and spending a lot of time together. Okay. And we had I tried to kiss her a couple times. We'd gotten really close. I mean, she'd come over. We were spending time. We were like on the roof watching the sunset. Like, tell me I'm your friend now. Like,
right.
Come on.
Okay.
So like you're delusional if you think I'm just your friend. She was probably scared out of her mind of me and thought that I wasn't really making any moves. But eventually I got to the point where I was like, nah, I think I want to like not see you date another guy.
Right.
Right.
So that's a weird way to go around about it, because I was okay stalling on my end, mm-hmm. but like I wasn't okay like letting her move on. So I was like, that's
so selfish.
Sure. Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So the Skype story that you guys told.
So then I was like, yeah, I'll watch your dog.
You're, so you're watching her dog.
Yeah, I'm watching super friend zoning.
Very friend zoning.
But to me, it's very like to me, it's like I'll take you know the one thing you care about the most and provide for it. Like let's let that oxytocin soak in or whatever. And so I'm watching the dog. He's doing fine. We're taking photos, videos, whatever, throwing him in the pool. And then we're Skyping. She's back in Kentucky for Christmas, and I was stuck in L.A. And then, like, the Skype went out. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, her and her sister Skyping with me. And, like, the Skype came back in. It was, like, it was kind of spotty. And her sister was, like teasing her. And she was like, no, stop. And I saw them, like, have an exchange when they didn't think they were on camera with me.
Right.
And I was like, are you guys talking about me? And they got real quiet. And then her sister's like, ah! And I was like, Tasha likes me, doesn't she? And they just kind of like blew up like laughing or whatever. And I was like, ah, I knew it.
My sister had been asking me, so like, what's going on? And I was like, we're just friends. You know, it's not like that. And my sister was like, well, then you can give him my number or something like that. But you did. You knew that we were talking about you. And I'm sure my face was beet red.
So I just went to like stand-up mode, just like crowd working them. I was like, nope, calling it out. You're talking about me. Like, you know how you just can't just like not say something?
Yeah.
I was just like, no, I need
every
to.
Every
like,
time.
You just have to like label it out loud. And it almost... It gets rid of the attention or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, no, this is happening. I know this is happening. This is cool.
But it's true. Like, back to the story is that he was being, like, very round about, like, not being direct at all right. about the fact that he was interested in me in that way. As far as I knew, maybe we were just friends. I've had plenty of guys that I was just friends with. And, yeah, he was, you know, you had tried to kiss me a couple times, but also, like, what does that mean? Like, I'm not, you know, like, guys try and kiss girls all the time. Like, guys, I don't know. They
do that?
I feel like. But, you know, that doesn't mean to me, like, I'm looking for commitment. If you're not spelling out to me that, like, I'm interested in you in this way and I want to try this out and see if we could maybe be more than that, then I'm not going to take you trying to kiss me as...
Well, I was okay attacking from the friend zone. I was okay, like, being friends and seeing... Because I didn't move to L.A. to date her. I was just like, oh, this is a new situation. I'm in L.A. now. Everything, all my past relationships or whatever I had in New York, disappeared. Mm-hmm. And then this is like reality just changed. And then, you know, it's only like in hindsight, I was only in LA for 3 months before we actually started dating, three or four. So I was watching the dog. She came back from Christmas.
Okay. So this is after the Skype episode. So you now know that she's interested in you.
Yeah. I know she's sort of interested in me, but she's also not pulling the trigger. We're hiking or something. And she's like, I'm trying to date older men or whatever. And I was like, bullshit. I was just like, bullshit. Am I going to let you date older guys? I'm not going to let that happen as your friend.
Right.
I'm out. So I like went to her place and I was like, look, like I'm not doing this. Like I'm not doing the friend thing. You know, I think I got a thing for you, whatever. And I went and had a show that night. It was January 9th. I literally remember I was like, I'm going. What do you want?
Well, I want to clarify about the older guys thing so that I don't sound like a weirdo. I was just tired of like the crap. Like I was looking for something a little more serious. Mm-hmm. And guys in LA are already like extra juvenile. Like whatever their age is, subtract 5 at least, because they're doing their own thing and they're not mature and they're not looking for like a long-term real relationship. Right. And I was tired of that. And so it's like, I'm looking for something serious. That's what I meant when I said.
And he busts out, I think I kind of have a thing for you.
Yeah.
That was his serious commitment to ask you out. I think I kind of have a thing for you, whatever.
I'm not going all in just yet. I let it be known. I was like, look, I'm willing to not be friends with you. That's what I literally said, like, look, things are really good with us as friends. I think there's more there, and I would like to pursue it. And if you're not going to give me that chance, I just can't stick around while you date older guys.
Yeah, but also, you really, like, that, when you said that, that was the first time that you had ever really brought that up. And you're kind of glossing over the fact that you had lived in L.A. briefly before you moved back to New York. So, yeah, being in the friend zone for 4 years, like, you were back and forth, but you came to L.A., and our friendship sort of developed mm-hmm. while we were both seeing other people. You were seeing someone in New York, and I had a boyfriend here, and we were hanging out just as friends for, like, you know, what, 4 or 5 months when you were in L.A. the first time. So we definitely had a foundation in friendship that mm-hmm. was totally platonic.
Right.
You know, when we could develop that friendship, it was totally a platonic friendship. But then when he moved back to LA the second time, we were both single.
Right.
And so, like, it, you know, we hadn't addressed it and said, oh, you know, we're both single. We were just picking up where we had left off
right.
as friends.
Right.
Look, so basically she got back. I said, look, not going to do it. It's not going to happen. And then about a week later, I went to New York for like a 15-day trip. And we, you know, probably stayed in touch a little bit, but I come back to LA, end of January, sign off an airplane mode, tarmac, right on the plane still, and I get a text. It's Tasha. She said, like, I'm at the airport. Let's go get a drink. Right?
That's awesome.
I literally didn't unbuckle my seatbelt, and I was like, oh, and I'm not an idiot. I'm like, game is on. And we didn't, she literally hasn't left me alone since then.
Aww.
So she kind of, you know, my whole thing is like, look, you gotta make someone make a choice. And then and I was willing to not be friends with her anymore.
Sure. You were ready to lose her.
I did not want to lose her to some bro because she met him and blah, blah, blah. It's like, no.
Right.
That's not a thing.
But you also have to be direct about what you want. Mm-hmm. You hadn't, prior to that conversation, said this,
I'm
looking to date you.
And I mentioned that on your show, is that that's what I've learned from Christy, especially, you know, out here, you have to be direct in your intentions because you can pussyfoot around and be friends with somebody until
the cows come home.
Yeah, until they start dating somebody else.
Yeah. Right.
Well, I needed 10 years of dating to not be direct. I didn't know that I wanted her, and I had to make that choice.
Right.
So I'm glad she made me make it, and we didn't just have some casual thing right off the bat. Like, I'm glad. Mm-hmm. But also, like, she's, you know, we'd be lying if I would say, you know, she's made my life a living hell the last 2.5 years. She made me get down on my knee to actually ask her out. So we started
to ask.
Wait,
yeah. I made him get down on one knee to ask me to be his girlfriend.
And I was like, you do this for everyone? She's like, no. I was like, oh, come on. I thought everyone. I got down on my knee, and I was like, what the fuck? This is shit, bullshit. But
that
just wanted to make sure it looked good.
I
just for future reference.
I needed him to know that it like was official, you know, like
yeah.
Because we weren't official, you know, for like maybe 2 weeks after Christmas, we were like hanging out a lot and like definitely acting like boyfriend and girlfriend. But he hadn't said, "Will you be my girlfriend?"
Well, I thought it was official, but you know, guys, we just kind of assume. I just assumed.
Right. And I've also learned on that show, you also have to say, "Hey, you're my girlfriend."
And that's this thing that we don't say in today's generation. situation. You want me to call you my girlfriend? What are you, crazy?
Yeah.
That's insane. I've never had a girl in my life call me her boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Never. So it was weird.
Right now.
Until right now, yeah. So like, I literally had to get down on my knee in my shitty bedroom next to my IKEA bed frame.
Fantastic.
And the most, you know, laundry everywhere. Fantastic. The blinds were closed like I was an assassin. And now, I had to ask her out.
Now, when you made that statement about, you know, I'm just going to date me an older guy, was that subconscious? Was that, hey, I need you to pull the trigger now? Or was,
you know,
that?
I really don't know.
Okay.
I don't know if I was, I don't think that I was looking to like make a statement to him, like make a move. I think maybe I was kind of subconsciously making a statement that was like, this is my standard or something, you
right.
know, like
this is what I want. This is where
yeah. I'm going, like either back off, you know, maybe that right. was right. more of a back off sort of statement because he was kind of pussyfooting around, giving me little hints, but that were very unclear.
Sure. Right. Well, you guys are adorable, and I'm glad it worked because you guys are like my favorite couple.
Thanks.
Aww,
you guys are so cute.
Appreciate it.
I wish the listeners could see. They're sitting on the same side of a bench. They're sharing a microphone. He's got his arm around her.
Aww.
It's because I got a weak neck. Bless you. If I didn't have my arm there, I'd kink in it. But.
Let me ask you this. As a non-comic, are you sick of comedy? Do you enjoy it? Do you go around to shows?
Be kind.
No, be honest.
You know, it's actually like, it's fun. It's enjoyable. Like, I'm not dating like an accountant or something
right.
where like I would be bored out of my mind
right.
if I went to their job for a couple hours. But yeah, it's fun. Sometimes I feel like I'll be having fun at a show where he's not having any fun at all, because I'll think that some of like these younger comics or whatever that I see, I think they're telling good jokes, and he's like rolling his eyes.
Yeah.
She really liked this 40-year-old comic last night, and I
Which
was like, leave it
men.
Alone. I'm kidding.
Which one?
I'm joking, because you older men. Okay. See what I'm saying? Flew right over. But like last night, I did a show on the beach at a wine bar. I got dinner, you know what I mean? Like if I have to go do a show, and sometimes it's not a bad venue and I can bring her along, sure.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
I always feel like I'm very, also with my girlfriend, I'm very selective about which show she comes to.
Absolutely.
I'm like, yes,
absolutely.
This is a great show to come to. No, absolutely not. Do not come to this show.
Yeah. I took her to this redneck place a mile, an hour north in Palmdale.
Yep.
And I didn't know what I was getting into. It was 400 dudes at a brewery. Everyone's neck tattoos and tank tops.
Right.
And I literally go to do my set, and she records it. And you can see dudes hitting on her in the frame
in the video.
Of my stand-up set. My best joke. There's a dude waving to her from the frame.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
hilarious.
True. This guy was a nut. I don't know what he was thinking. He was a little out of it.
And the dude knew that she was with me. You know what I mean? Like, I had another show where she's taking photos during my set. And then I go to put the equipment away after the show, and the dude's trying to get her number, and like they just have no idea. It's like
they
dudes,
you're on stage for I got 10 minutes to close the deal.
Yeah,
right.
I'm doing my
right.
set, looking for the light and looking to see which dude's hitting on my
right.
chick in the back.
Oh, you try to goodness. Tell jokes, but watching dudes hit on.
I'm
your
not
girl.
Even okay. So look, I'm not even like jealous about it. It's funny. I talk about her in my act, so it's just like funny that like literally you can't leave a girl alone for 5 minutes.
Right.
I can't imagine. Dealing with that, I know it's like, oh, poor me, but it must be so annoying to like go for like we've been on the phone before where I'm like out of town,
mm-hmm.
and you know she's on her earbuds talking to me, and you can just hear some dudes start talking like, hey baby, what's going on, how you doing, and she's like, sorry, there's a guy who just walked into my, and I'm like, I'm at Hilton in the middle of Atlanta,
yeah.
I can't stop this at all.
Yeah.
Right.
Put him on the phone with me, honey.
But that's what it's like to be a girl.
That's
like, I'm glad that you're getting a little bit of an understanding of, like, the world we live in. We're, like, predator and prey all the time.
Yeah, girls don't treat us like that.
Right.
We're not meat.
I know.
We'll
I'd love to
know.
Be on my earbud
Only
walking
older,
down the street.
Only older ladies after shows. I'm like, I'll eat you up. And like, oh, you
oh,
will.
Yeah.
So this is what we're dealing with right now. I'm going to bring it up. It's safe. Look at safe. She rolled her eyes. This is what we're dealing
place.
With right now.
We're in a safe place.
Tasha brought – Tasha, we're going away to Canada, and Tasha's ex moved back. Did we talk about this on
– No, we didn't.
On mine? Okay, no. So Tasha's ex moved back –
We briefly touched on it a couple weeks ago on our podcast.
Yeah, Tasha's ex moved back to L.A., and he used to be the co-parenter of Tasha's dog. Which is, it is all Tasha's dog, but they used to date, obviously.
Sure.
So she was like, it'd be a cheap thing to let him watch the dog. And I was like, well, that's whatever, you know, safety for the dog. But
let's clarify, I didn't bring it up, like, let's put out feelers. He
right.
had sent me a message, like, 2 weeks ago saying, I moved back to L.A. I could look at the message and see exactly what it said, but it was just like, you know, my offer is always open to... babysit Boone. And I had just, we had just asked maybe that day, the girl who watched the dog last time, if she was available, but she dog sits a lot. So I wasn't sure, you know, I was getting the vibe from her that maybe she just wanted to like not have a dog at her apartment for a couple days. But I was like, hey, you know, babe, that's, that might be an idea. Like, and also I always, when I pay my friends, like I pay them well for the dog, you know, for the dog sitting, because it's like sort of an inconvenience, but I was like, he'll do it for free. Like,
well, so this was my, this was my logic.
Yeah, right.
So my logic was, all right, next time I'm in New York and need a place to stay, I'll ask Claudia, my ex, she'll do it for free. And I know that's a big jump, but it's like there was a, there's a transaction there. Like, I studied economics. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Now he's doing well, but yeah. Right, but ding the thing when you're ready.
Ding. I don't want to take sides yet.
But look, you heard the whole story. He's doing what he's doing. My move when I got Tasha.
Yeah,
and I'm losing control.
That's true. I never thought
see exactly. So he's and if you were gonna pay Ashley $150 to watch the dog or whatever it was, he's doing $150 value. Mm-hmm. Now I'm not saying so. Like, what are you gonna do for him? That's $150. That's, there is no such thing. There's no gifts given in life.
You're not wrong. Chrissy, what do you
pay anyone any amount of money to watch that dog? Do not open up the whole let's co-parent this dog thing with your
Dave
ex.
Clapping.
Jerry.
That is, he has no interest in your dog or making your life more convenient is all I'm saying.
And, well, look, and I won't, I'm not here to take Tasha's side. I'm just here to present the facts. So if there's anything that I'm misrepresenting, I'd love for Tasha to stick up for herself, because I really don't want you to feel like I'm sabotaging. I love Tasha, obviously, like this is all in love. I don't think he's trying to steal her. I just think we brought this up in front of Heather Turman on another comic who's on my show. So Heather was like, yeah, it's a little manipulating on him. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not jealous. I'm not insecure. But like, there will be a residual things that happen based on this decision you guys made to have him watch the dog.
But I will say that Heather agreed that saving $250 is saving $250.
Yeah, they're not buying it.
Not the headache that it's, it opens up a line of communication. There's going to be more texting. There's going to be more calls. There's going to be more let's meet up with. And
we're fighting over the microphone
the
right now.
Yeah, they're slapping each other's hands away to get to the microphone right now.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And
that was on Friday. And then on Tuesday, Tasha goes, look, I don't want to just, and this is where it gets kind of in a codependent thing where like, she's like, I don't want to just let him have the dog. Like, I should go catch up with him or something, and I should go whatever. And I was like, look, you do that. But that's because don't be like, oh, he should do it because he's doing us a favor. No. He's not doing us a favor. He's doing, you know, this. So anyway, so she went to go meet with him yesterday, and I was totally cool with it. I was like, whatever, go chat, because I have to be, and I have to feel like what we have is way stronger than what that was.
But give me a little credit that we did talk about it, and it was like, at this point, Pandora's box is open, because what he didn't mention is that when we were in New York, what, about a month ago or 2 months ago, my ex came to visit Los Angeles and had sent me a message like, hey, you know, I'm going to be in LA these days if you want to catch up, blah, blah, blah.
The same ex.
Same ex.
Okay.
Right.
And I had said, oh, no, actually, we're out of town. He was like, he had said something about the dog. And I was like, well, if you want to see the dog, you know, he'll be with the dog sitter. So maybe you could go see him or something if you wanted to. And he was like, yeah, definitely. So he took the dog for 2 days. While we were out of town from the babysitter.
Right.
He took the dog to some like epic dog pool in Palm Springs.
Of course.
He totally stepdadded me.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? He was like, 100%. Took the dog to a cool place. And then guess what happens? I see that Boone has a photo on his Instagram at Boone the Basset, and Boone's a dog. And I see that. I was like, oh, so now your ex has his Instagram password? Your ex gets to post photos and show you all the cool things. He's doing my move.
And to be fair, everyone has the dog's Instagram password, so everybody posts.
Everyone didn't date you.
I hear what you're saying, babe, but the point is that because of that, because we were out of town, I was having no contact with him. Right. I was like, if you want to see the dog, you can see the dog, but that opened Pandora's box. And now here we are a month later, I get a message, I've moved to LA, blah, 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 anytime, offer a babysit dog. I'm like, babe, that's actually like kind of a good thing. He wasn't fully on board, but it did work out for us. And so we agreed that this is, was what was going to happen. But then, you know, when I was like, you know, I should probably talk to him. Like, we haven't talked in years, 7 years, you know, like, this is probably, like, I don't want to just dump the dog at his house. Like, we should probably have a catch up and be friendly so that, I don't know, I feel weird about it. But it was sort of, at that point, like, damage control. Like, okay, we got to meet up and, like, establish some boundaries.
Well, damage to who?
For me, for you.
Okay. So I was at Flapper's having this conversation with her on Tuesday when this all went down. And I was like, look, go meet with him. Like, you, I'm not saying you still have love for him, but you might have some, like, baggage or residual anger in your own life that will be released if, like, you see that you're both doing fine without each other. I don't know. Like, I don't know what that is, but...
You don't know what going down this hallway means.
Right, but it was, I swear it was the most selfless, compassionate thing I could do to be like, go do it.
Sure.
I literally, if you become a better person. I mean it, right? Like, I wasn't asking, like, you back here, blah, blah, blah. So that was yesterday. So then, and then Tasha and I, of course, we went out to the wine bar where we did our show and, you know, whatever, ate fried pickles. It was fun, whatever. And then today, she's like, I got to go drop the keys off to him. So then Tasha's like, I have some good news to share with you. She texted me that. She didn't tell me the good news. No, hold on a second. So I was like, oh, if she's not gonna tell me the good news, it's like, oh, ah, cool, you book a commercial, this is great, whatever. And then she calls me, she goes, oh, hey, we got a GoPro. And I was like, oh, cool, because we submitted to get sponsored by GoPro. And sure. I was like, oh, cool, we get sponsored, what happened? She goes, no, my ex is gonna let us borrow his GoPro. No.
Okay.
Oh, I swear to you, though, and I was super like, look, this is just a tremor. This is a residual thing of the thing that I said, that it's going to cause some issues when he posts an Instagram photo. And when this happens, I was like, now you have $150 you owe him of dog sitting plus a GoPro deposit. So now we have a GoPro. And I'm like, look, I'll buy a fucking GoPro.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll have a real quick story. Real quick story. I was in Harlem with a girl that I was, this is years ago, with a girl that I was sort of into.
Right.
And another dude. We were all wasted coming back on a taxi. We all lived uptown. And when you live close by, you share a taxi. Okay. I'm in the front seat. I look back. She's kissing the guy. Or the guy's kissing her.
Okay.
This isn't years ago. This isn't Todd. This is a random person. And then I get out of the taxi. I call the girl a whore. I was wasted. Sure. And I felt bad. She starts crying immediately. And she's like, but he paid for the ride. And I was like, I'll pay fucking $50 for the ride. I don't need your money. Blah, blah. Right. I was like, but and this obviously doesn't relate that closely.
Right. No,
but
I was like, at all.
I don't need your money.
Terrible story.
But the analogy is, I don't need your GoPro. I'll buy a GoPro.
So
we were looking at GoPros last week. There was no one in the department at Sammy's. It was like ghost town in the GoPro department at Sammy's. We were not able to decide between the two that we wanted. Uh-huh. But like, you know, so when someone offers you a GoPro the day before you're going cave diving.
He's not someone.
Right.
So let me ask you this. So is he watching the dog?
He is watching the dog.
When she went to meet him, were you miserable the whole time she was gone?
Absolutely not. And that's where I knew, whoa, I'm actually like in an okay. I was like, what? But I was in the neighborhood because I was filming something.
Did you do a drive-by?
Yeah, I did a drive-by. I was in the neighborhood filming something, and we chose a wrong location. Right. And I was like, I'm going to Intelligentsia. It's a coffee place. But she said she was going to Morning and Nights. I didn't realize we were three blocks away, so I drive by, and I just like, ugh.
Oh, really?
Did you spy on us?
No, I didn't.
So you didn't know this?
No.
I honestly don't know if you went there. I was literally location scouting for my job.
Look at the cheesy grin. No, he knows.
But what I wanted more than nothing was I didn't want to choose to go shoot this thing at Intelligentsia and find out that they're there and have them think that I'm spying on them. So that's what it really was. But what I decided to do is we'll use the GoPro, we'll shoot everything, we'll dump it to my laptop, we'll wipe the memory card, and then I'll fucking send him a private message on his GoPro saying, stay away from my fucking life and my fucking dog, and then I'll just let him go. That's what's going to happen.
Or just leave something on the GoPro that he doesn't want to see of you guys.
Oh, it's too much. No one in the world is that friendly. Like, they just aren't. And it would be nice to believe that there's people in the world who just love babysitting dogs and lending their things out to their exes because they're just that secure in their
life. Out of the kindness of their heart.
That's not a real thing that exists
in this world. Not. Well, so now you've learned your lesson. He's going to watch the dog this time. If he wants, I don't want to just offer her services, but my girlfriend has a dog walking company.
Yeah,
and she'd be more than happy to do it.
I'm afraid to leave this podcast because I think as soon as we get in the car,
oh, you're in big trouble.
But here's the thing: why should I be in trouble? All I've done, and I know this is a live,
just light stalking. Thing. You haven't done anything.
No, just some lightly
stalked.
Stalking.
But then I had a photo of me and the dog on Instagram, and I saw that he liked it, and I'm like, this is getting. But guys, yeah. I want to, trust me, I want to be on Tasha's side here, and I want to understand her, but I also need her to understand me, mm-hmm. and I just don't know if you understand where I'm coming from with this.
I think I do understand where you're coming from. I think I've been really understanding about it, and I've been trying to do my best to be, like, super gentle.
Did you understand the GoPro thing today? Answer that.
Yeah, but I also think you overreact a little bit.
She hung up on
me. No, I said, babe, I don't want to argue on the phone. I'm going to hang up the phone. We can talk about it when we get home.
And telling me you're going to hang up is hanging up. You were just kind. You kindly said, I'm going away now. And you know what I did?
You drove by her house.
I was 20 minutes away. I drove by his house.
Just to make sure.
I was 20 minutes away. I said, look, all right, go, you know, blah, blah, blah. She hung up on me. I go home. I rush inside and I give her a big hug, and then I chug a beer. I had a beer because I was really thirsty. But I chugged her and I gave her a big I chugged a beer and I gave her a big hug, not in that order. And I was like, look, Tasha, I love you. I just want you to understand that these are like primal genetic DNA feelings.
And do you think that you understand?
Yeah, I do think I understand, and I appreciate that he's been generally pretty understanding with me and just, like, trying to, like, deal with this whole situation because it's a little bit complicated. Yeah. Like, you want to be kind to people. You don't want to, like, you know, I guess he could have said, I offer to watch the dog, and I, you know, I'm like, no, that's not happening, but, you know, I'm doing the best I can and dealing and trying to be friendly and trying to establish boundaries, and so I appreciate you being on my team.
But what happens when we go away next time? You know I'm too nice to say don't let him watch the dog.
Well, we'll call Ashley.
Justin, we're coming back on your podcast next time.
I would love that. I do feel, though, our session is almost up today. I do feel...
Sorry that I totally hijacked that. No, but honestly, I just want to say that I don't want it to sound anything less than like unconditional love. But in order for me to say that, I just needed you to normalize my feelings so I don't think that I'm batshit crazy for like putting my feet down and saying like, this is my turf.
Yeah, babe.
Okay, good.
You guys kiss.
Aww. That was so gay. That was the gayest thing I've done. Don't ever call me out like that.
That is amazing. This is the best I've ever had on this podcast. You guys had an issue. You worked it out live on air.
We saved it for you.
You guys are.
She wouldn't talk to me about it before.
Are we going to have to write you a big check right now? This was like definitely therapy.
Yeah, what do I owe you?
Yeah, $250 and a GoPro.
Okay, good. We're literally going to be cliff diving holding onto this GoPro, like this dude's sweaty GoPro.
Well, shit. I wanted to get to the email question that you guys had, but we're almost out of time here.
They probably got divorced.
Yeah. It really wasn't that good. This was way better. There was a girl, her husband, they have shared birthdays. Christy, just to recap real fast.
Yeah, paraphrase the whole
email. A woman wrote into Sex Actually, which is their podcast, and mm-hmm. asked suggestion. Her and her husband have almost shared birthdays, and they're not doing great right now, mm-hmm. and she's been planning their like return, like their like save the relationship birthday.
Okay,
and he's had nothing to do with it. He asked her, he texted her, hey, what are we gonna do for the birthday?
Sounds great.
And
he texted her to find out her work address so that he could send her flowers, which is a nice, you know, he's sending flowers, but uh-huh. also like you don't know any of her coworkers, so like right. ask her and surprise her, like you don't know where she works, like you couldn't
just look it up.
Yeah. Right. Google. Right. I don't know.
She did all the things like the codependents do where she like made excuses like he's super busy and he gets really stressed out, which is probably true.
He never plans her birthdays. He never sends her cards, never buys her presents. And she was kind of wondering, the question was like, is he not into me? What should I do?
Save your money. Stop trying to save a bad relationship.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought as well. It's just like it shouldn't have gotten to this point. It shouldn't be like, this is like, if this birthday doesn't go spectacularly, like we're getting a divorce. Like, why haven't you talked about this yet? Like,
we shouldn't have gotten to this point.
Parties don't fix marriages. Marriages can't be fixed if only one person is willing to work on it. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way that it is.
Mm. Preach. Mm. That's good. That's succinct. I like that.
I love it.
But my thought was like, look, I mean, before you draw up the divorce papers, like start building back your own foundation so you're not just like left with nothing.
Absolutely.
Like, right. I don't know if she's got hobbies or side things or things she does with her girlfriends. But if she's abandoned all that to like be a caretaker for him. Mm-hmm. Just start living your life again, and maybe he'll come around to that, or maybe he won't, but at least you'll have you.
And what I said that I was very proud of was that, because she was put so much stuff on this last birthday and this party, and I said, it sounds like she's setting herself up for resentment, for disappointment.
Right.
Like, if he doesn't step it up this one birthday, then I'm gone. And of course, naturally, he's probably not.
Right.
So now she's just setting herself up again for...
Sometimes people need that, though. They're like, if this one thing happens, then I'll leave. Like,
right.
They have to give themselves whatever that invisible line is to cross to have things, you know, to have things end. And to what you were saying, I always suggest that to people. Make friends, fill your life, make sure your life is as full as possible so you feel like you have support so you don't go back.
Just don't make friends with your exes. Things. Maybe that's not the thing you did.
Stop. In this woman's relationship, he's the breadwinner. He's the one that's like supporting her. So I think it's very easy to sort of like start to feel like kind of insecure about yourself.
Right.
If he's bringing home all the money and like you're just at home being the housewife. Like, you need to have things that fill you up, fill your time, but also like fill you up inside with happiness.
Yeah.
And she felt so foolish emailing us. She's like, why am I even emailing a podcast? Like, we joke around. But I was like, look, like, I get it. When you don't have answers, you'll search for them anywhere.
Yeah. We have people email us all the time, too. And I get it.
Sometimes it's best from strangers.
Yes.
Yep.
Or completely disconnected.
Well, dude, that was awesome. Thanks you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Our hour is up.
But, get off my couch, please.
I love they do therapy on a piano bench. I like this. This is nice. Good posture.
Will you guys please plug your podcast? How can people find
Sex,
it?
Sex Actually. It's on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, all those, Google Play. Just search Sex Actually or Dave Neal or Tasha Courtney. And then our Instagrams.
Tasha Courtney on Instagram, Tasha TV on Snapchat.
And I'm at DNeals on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. That's DNEALZ.
Yes. And if you guys want to see pictures that the ex posts of the dog, how can they follow
this? That's at Boone the Bassett. So B-O-O-N-E the Bassett. And you can see which photos her ex is liking, I guess. I don't know.
That's so awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show.
Thanks,
we appreciate
you.
It.
What a blast.
For our show, obviously visit us on iTunes. If you haven't already, subscribe to Foster the Podcast. Give us a good rating on there. It helps our visibility in the on the iTunes ratings. Also visit our website, fosterthepodcast.com. For my tour dates, go to justincomic.com. If you guys are in Texas, I'm going to be in Fort Worth this weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. All the information is on my website, justincomic.com. And then now we're going to do our announcement for the live show.
Wonderful.
It's that time of year again. This is our third annual live Foster the Podcast.
Yay.
We're going to be doing the show live at Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, California for the Burbank Comedy Festival. It's going to be Friday, August 19th at 5 p.m.
Wonderful.
And
Let's go.
Yeah. It's free. Anybody who wants to come, just message me or add us on Facebook, fosterthepodcast.com. We're going to have a guest list on there. Our guests, our roundtable guests this year for episode 137, Bo Bakker is going to be one of our guests.
Wonderful.
From episode 58, Sean Halpin is going to be one of our guests.
Halpin.
Yeah, Megan Halpin is going to be our guest. And then from every sitcom ever on NBC, Tone Bell is going to be our third guest on there. So you guys, please, it's going to be Friday, August 19th at 5 p.m. at Flappers Comedy Club. The Burbank Comedy Festival is our is one of our sponsors. Sunday, August 14th through Saturday, August 20th. It's going to be 7 days. There's going to be tons of headliners there. There's going to be over 200 comedians from around the world. I'm excited. Our podcast is listed on there. So they're going to be doing podcasts and industry panels all through the week.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Christopher Titus is going to be doing his podcast live there. Jimmy Pardo is going to be doing his. Tom Segura is going to be doing his podcast.
Cool.
And then the finale is Foster the Podcast.
Yeah.
With that Friday night slot or that Friday slot. So Burbank offers 18 hotel rooms, too, if you guys are coming in from the festival. I know we have a lot of listeners from around the country, a lot of comics maybe coming in. I know a few comics from Texas that are coming in.
Awesome.
So they're offering VIP passes, tickets, hotel discounts, everything at BurbankComedyFestival.com. So hopefully we'll see you guys this summer.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.